First of all, I wish that you had a very good Christmas, love with the family, and much blessing upon you this Christmas. Also, I want to wish each one of you a very blessed and a peace-filled new year. Truly, may the peace of Christ reign in your hearts. I noticed that probably only half the people that are normally here for 8 o'clock Mass are here. Either they are partied out or they're depressed about Ohio State's laws. Maybe that's more likely. Not just a law, it's a terrible law. So my sympathies. I'm not a football guy, but I know when people are depressed about sports. I have to admit that Advent 2016 was a very challenging one for me. Numerous things happened. Staff changes at both the parishes. A literal doubling of my official responsibilities. My visit to care for my ailing father. That was a quick 9,000 mile journey I made. And then the number of funerals that we had during Advent. All of that contributed to my Advent being what I would call a restless Advent. Not just physical rest, but I was constantly engaged. And you may not believe this, but one of my flights is about 14 hours, and it's nonstop. And I looked forward to my 14-hour flight. It gave me time to be quiet and alone. No phones ringing, no emails to answer, just sit and do nothing. Now, I'm not saying that Advent and Christmas were not meaningful. That's not what I'm saying. But this Advent left me craving for something deeper in my soul. I knew and I know that Advent must take me deeper, and that did not happen. So as we begin this new year, and of course we begin with the solemnity of Mary, the Mother of God, I'm choosing to reflect on the words from the Gospel that talk about Mary. And the words are, Mary kept all these things, reflecting on them in her heart. In fact, when I read that, these words just jumped at me, and maybe because where I am in my own cravings and the cravings of my soul, I found it very attractive that Mary actually was at that place where she pondered upon these things, reflected upon these things in her heart. And I so want that for myself. If we want our new year to be meaningful, I believe that the answer lies inside us. Like Mary, I think we are all being invited to be a people of interiority. I'll talk about that in a little bit. So here are my 3 points for today on how we can be like Mary. First of all, interiority. How do we want to define it? I'm defining interiority as discovering the sacred space within us. And let me begin this way. I love the infancy narratives. The stories that surround the birth of Jesus, they are amazing stories. But I also find something very intriguing. It is that these stories, to me, are written so cleanly. I mean, they are messy stories, huh? Mary's confusion, Joseph's confusion, the flight to Egypt. All these are stories that must have been very messy for these people. Yet, you see how the stories are written. The angel comes. The people who hear the angel are completely docile. Right? Life just unravels itself like in a Hollywood movie. It all looks so neat and clean. Now, I'm not questioning the sacred authors who said to us that angels appeared to people and told them what to do. My problem is, when was the last time an angel appeared to you when you were confounded? Or maybe they've appeared to you and I'm the only one who's excluded. I do not know that. But the fact is, how it's written in the scriptures is not necessarily how it gets played out in our lives. Now, I'm proposing that if we want to understand this whole question of angels and how Mary and Joseph were so docile and they were obedient, I'm proposing that the key to understanding these neat and clean stories are the words of Mary. Sorry, are the words of Scripture today about Mary. That she kept all these things, reflecting on them in her heart. Maybe the angels appeared. Oh, let's take it. Yes, the angels did appear. But I think these words also point to the kind of people that Mary and Joseph and Zechariah and his wife Elizabeth were. I'm saying that they were people with a deep sense of interiority. They were people who were in touch with the sacred space within them. Since they kept all these things, reflecting on them in their hearts, I like to think of angels as God speaking to them within them. Whether God was speaking externally or internally, I want to take the scriptures very seriously, but because it doesn't happen to me, what I'm thinking is that because they were such deep people, they were discerning people, God's will was revealed to them inside of them. They were deep convictions. These were people who were very sensitive to God's calling, and they responded accordingly. So I believe, this is certainly true for me, that Mary is inviting me and us to be a people of interiority. A people who are in touch with the sacred space within us. Secondly, I want to talk about the challenges to interiority. It's a big challenge, and the challenges are many. I think we are constantly tempted to live on the outside, on the exterior. Think about how much time and money we spend on taking care of how we look. The focus on the exterior. Moreover, our lifestyle, our work, our technology, our gadgets, and particularly the social media, it really makes it difficult for us to focus inside. Our gadgets make us stay online 24/7. How many people do you think are addicted to their gadgets? We take our phones to the bathroom, we go to bed with it, we wake up with it. And then add to all that work, families, especially young families with children, taking care of aged parents. Where is the time for interiority? Now, we can't deny all this, right? The fact is that our lifestyle is such that we are constantly on the move. However, there is a risk of this lifestyle. The risk is that because our focus is on the external, we can become insensitive to God's presence within us. And it's a huge risk. Imagine if Mary and Joseph were not people of interiority. Imagine if Mary and Joseph were not people who were in touch with the sacred space within. What is at risk? The risk was we not knowing Jesus. And so while we While our focus is on the exterior, the risk of not being in touch with the sacred space inside, it's huge. So these readings are telling us that God speaks most intimately to us in the depths of our being. Even today's second reading, what does Paul say? He says, God sent the Spirit of His Son into our hearts. That is where the Spirit of God dwells. God is within us. And it's from within that we cry, Abba, Father. So here are a few things that Mary teaches us. Mary teaches us to pay attention to the life within. Mary teaches us to develop an intimacy with God inside us. Mary teaches us to be a contemplative people in an active world. We can't do without our lifestyle. But how can we be a contemplative people as we live this life? Mary teaches us what I believe to live life on the slow lane. Mary teaches us that who we become inside is important for a meaningful and purposeful life. In fact, I'm going to say something more important. That to find God within us is the difference between mortality and eternity. So the risk is huge, and we must do something. So then here is my third point, and I'm trying to offer a New Year resolution to myself and to all of us. Think about it this way. Today is the first day of a new year, right? Many people last year did not live to see this day. There are many people we know who did not make it to 2017. But we did. And what a blessing it is for us. A new year is always a promise of something new. And I wonder whether our New Year resolution could be to become a people of interiority. By the way, I read something about New Year resolutions yesterday. Data suggests that only 8% of the people who make New Year resolutions carry it out throughout the entire year. So if there are about 100 people here, only 8 people will make it through the entire year. But I hope you and I are one of those 8. So, I wonder if we could strive to become a people of interiority. I wonder whether we could become to strive a more contemplative people. And there are a few steps that we could take, like Mary. In the coming year, could we commit ourselves to just a few moments, few minutes of silence every day? Every day. Could we find days where we switch everything off? TV's off, radio's off, gadgets are off. We're not connected. We're not connected except with our Creator within us. In the coming year, perhaps we can resolve to read scriptures more often than we have done in the past. And maybe like Mary, keep all these things and reflect on them in our hearts. May God speak to us inside. Maybe there are angels waiting to appear there for us. Now, as Catholics, this is even easier for us because what we believe is that in the Eucharist and through the Eucharist, Christ comes within us. We don't just believe this is symbolic. This is not just something we do to make ourselves feel good. No, here we enter into communion with God. God comes into our hearts. So the Eucharist is a great starting point to become a people of interiority. There is a sacred space within where Christ dwells. So as we focus on Mary, and as we receive the Eucharist, let me end my homily with the words of today's first reading. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord let his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you kindly and give you peace. People of God said.